Good evening. My name is Reverend Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves at the congregation here at Brighton and Whitmore Lake for UMC. It is wonderful to be with you in worship this evening as we begin our Lenten season on this Ash Wednesday of service, a time where we come together and marking the dust and the ash on our foreheads, remembering from dust we were created and to dust we shall return. A time where we remember the 40 days during this season as we intentionally look to journey with Jesus. Maybe taking on those prayer practices that draw us closer to God, or take extra time to read our scriptures or to serve other people in the faith. And we come this day to remember that we are God's beloved, created in the beautiful dust, and yet there is sin and wrongdoing that takes place in our lives and around this world. And so we come and we gather in this evening, in this time of worship, to remember that we are God's beloved, but yet there is also brokenness in this world. In this time of worship, some of the youth from our youth group will be helping us lead in the reading of the scripture and in sharing of the call to worship and in the breaking of the bread. And so I would invite forth Lily as she leads us in our call to worship.
We come, aware of our sin, of all the ways we miss the mark. We come, longing for restoration, to be made new. We come, thirsting for reconciliation, to draw close to God and one another. Sustain in us, O God, a willing spirit to return to joy of our salvation as we journey together through this season of Lent.
Thank you. I invite you to be seated. As we continue our time of worship together, I invite you to join me now in a time of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, whether we are tired and weary or filled with joy, whether we are elated or filled with sorrow, we ask you to meet us wherever we are and whatever we're carrying. And as we enter into this holy season of Lent, we pray that you would help our hearts be prepared to encounter you. Allow us to experience your presence in our lives through our prayers, through the ministries of this church, through the opportunities to serve one another, in the gatherings that we have for worship, and in all of the ways that we seek to encounter you. Meet us in all of these spaces and so many others. Walk alongside us. Go before us. Be the wind at our back. Come alongside us. Meet us wherever we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Psalm 51, 1 through 17. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, that I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Let me hear your joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit.
Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me the joy of your salvation, then grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you.
Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness.
Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not take delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings.
My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken, contrite heart, that you will not despise.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We gather at the communion table to break bread, to receive the bread of life and the cup of grace, that our faith may be sustained, that this Lenten season we may seek to journey closely with Jesus, to love one another, to serve our neighbor, and so we gather at the communion table this evening. And we remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread and he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it and gave it to the disciples, telling them to eat, for this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, Jesus took a cup. Again, he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it. He gave it to the disciples, telling them to drink, all of you. For this is the blood of the new covenant that is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you may in remembrance of me.
And so as we gather here around this table in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. This evening, we're going to have two serving stations. We'll have two youth serving the elements on either end. You'll be able to come forward from the front to the back, where you'll be able to receive the communion elements. This evening, we'll be doing communion by intinction. So you'll take a cracker that you've received, dip it in the cup, and then you can go ahead and eat it. As you make your way to the center then and returning to your seat, that's where Pastor John and I will be standing, where you can receive the ashes, remembering that you're God's beloved. From dust you were created, to dust you shall return. Then you can go ahead and make your way back to your seat. Our ushers will be able to invite you to come forward at his direction. I would invite our youth to come forward to receive the elements that they might be able to serve. As we end our time of worship together in the sanctuary, you're invited to go and continue in a spirit of worship, but through three different locations throughout the building. We would invite you to continue this type of worship, but engaging now in some prayer practices. So as you make your way into the community room, you'll discover that there are 12 different prayer stations that you might be able to explore. Up front, towards where we normally have the hospitality tables, up front are some quite interactive, creative prayer stations, if that speaks to you. And towards the back, there are some more being still, maybe just praying with God stations. I'd also encourage you to go into the library, where you're going to discover a Visio Divina station, divine seeing, as you look at some beautiful artwork of Kathy Stahl's. There's a prayer station in there. There's even a prayer location in here. Of course, you can sit in the pew if you would like, but you'll discover that there is a walking prayer station. As you look back at the usher's table there, that's where you're going to find the instructions for what on earth is walking prayer. You walk around the prayer, walk around the perimeter here and discover some opportunities to pray. You're blessed now to go forth to continue growing in your relationship with God, spending some times in prayer, and you can linger as long or as short as you would like. If you'd like to stay here for the next couple of hours engaging in prayer, please do. If this speaks to you for 20 minutes and then you've discovered that your prayer time can continue at home, you're welcome to go forth with God's blessing. So now may the love of God be with you, the peace of Jesus fill you, and the power of the Holy Spirit uplift you, that you may go forth as God's beloved child, living your faith in the world this day and seeking to walk in his footsteps always. Amen.